Hi, this is Jim Romer up here in Stowe, Vermont. I'm a well-known commodity forecasting meteorologist, in which people around the world invest quite a bit of money, in my advice, in the energy markets and also agricultural commodities. And I have a site called BestSkiWeather.com. Do a lot of forecasting for ski areas. Well, this was an unprecedented situation. Actually, maybe only happened three in 105 years to have the sixth wettest July on record here in northern Vermont, followed up by about 3 to 4 inches of rain this week, and the grounds are really saturated. We don't expect any improvement soon, unfortunately, with the grounds. It's going to take probably 4 or 5 days to dry out. We're all very sorry that many fish fans will be turned away from this particular event. Unfortunately, the rain that came just from two major hurricanes that hit Florida, the first time since 1906 that within 24 hours, Hurricane Charley and Bonnie, they're named right now, two hurricanes hit Florida. That's very unprecedented. Though we can forecast long range with an overall general trend, like El Nino, for example, when that forms, you expect warm winters in the east, drought out in part of the west. When you can see trends 1 to 2 months in advance, certainly, you cannot pinpoint exactly this kind of microscopic kind of rain event, which 4 to 5 inches may fall on one farm, and 5 minutes away, there's only an inch or two. Pretty much impossible for any meteorologist, even the best, to do that kind of forecasting. So certainly the promoters are sorry. There's absolutely nothing they could have done about this. This is an act of God, and hopefully things will begin to dry out somewhat.
There you have it from the horse's mouth. The other horse. Horse Jim Romer from the National Weather Service. So there it is, the first time in 105 years that we've had anything like that going on up here in Vermont. I'll tell you, that's once in a blue moon. I mean, you get the band playing Trenchtown Rock once in 20 years, and you think, wow, that's unbelievable. One Trenchtown Rock. I mean, what are the chances that I would have been at that show? And we're talking about now 106 years or so. And since 1906... never the two hurricanes together. We got Chuck and Bon out there. Actually, it sounds like an AC/DC concert, kind of. Anyway, the two big hurricanes, they got together. They acted in concert, just like AC/DC. And for those about to rock, pretty much buried us in water very quickly. And while it was an interesting meteorological phenomenon, it really sucked. And now we're looking at sun and the fallout, so... Once again, thank you all for your patience out there. Come in slowly, please. If you're on 91, follow the police's instructions. If you make it past 91 and you're on 5 North, make sure you're on 5 North, not South. Then more power to you. You're on your way in. And we're looking forward to your company inside at Coventry, as they say. Once again, I want to give some thanks to the people who are helping put all this together, and give a quick shout out to the people over at VIP Check-In who are, along with everybody else, acting heroically to try to get everybody checked in, all our guests, and get them back there. Hi to Patty and G and Mary, Megan, Beth, and the whole crew over there, helping keep it together on the back end, and also to our road crew who I mentioned yesterday heroically set things up in a really, really fast manner. In the middle of this, the aforementioned rain and the whole gang. I mean, it's a real team effort, and I know out there you guys appreciate that, but it's worthy of mentioning. For right down from the people who are keeping everybody fed and the porta-johns emptied, and man, those guys are real important to the staff here at the Bunny and each and every one of you. So thank you all for your cooperation and for sharing your time here with us. Means a lot to me and all of us. So as we go into this unprecedentedly weird weekend in fish history, I want to go ahead and review one of our past festivals here, sort of a little tribute. Hope you like it.